Daytona Tortugas Baseball is on the air. It's time for tonight's pregame show on the Tortugas Radio Network. Now, here is your voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Brennan Mentz.
Hello and welcome to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It is the series and homestand finale here between the Daytona Tortugas and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. The Tortugas victorious for a second straight night last night, winning by a score of 9-5, thanks in part to really just a three-headed monster of offense, three RBIs from Sal Stewart, two-run homers from Hector Rodriguez and Cam Collier, and well, Rodriguez, he scored four times and also came a triple shy of the cycle, so certainly some big offense to go around as the Tortugas stand just a victory today away from a series victory, trying to win their second consecutive homestand. With that, we would like to welcome you into this afternoon's broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball. I am Brennan Mentz, joining you from high atop the artificial playing surface here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It is a sunny Sunday afternoon. We are on set for a 5 o'clock first pitch between the Tortugas and the Flying Tigers out of Lakeland, Florida. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation provider for your Daytona Tortugas. After tonight's game and after tomorrow's off day, a Memorial Day Monday, the Tortugas will be on the road on one of those Escott Bus Lines coaches, off to Jupiter, Florida for a third consecutive trip. But this time it's going to be one of two destinations as the Tortugas will be on the road for 12, six games in Jupiter against the Palm Beach Cardinals, and then six more in St. Lucie. So this is the last home game the Tortugas will play until June 13th. So it'll be a little while before Tortugas are back at the Jack, but try to end this one on a high note before hitting the road for a couple of weeks. We'll step aside and take a timeout. Be back in just a moment with our starting lineups. That is next on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Bobbleheads this season. Of course, be sure to make it out to any of our 8 fireworks nights this season, including our July 4th spectacular. There are too many great things going on at the Jack for you not to be there, so get your tickets today. Call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172. Visit our website or stop by our offices at 110 East Orange Avenue to get your seats today. Tortugas fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next baseball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
We are just about ready to play ball here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark between the Tortugas. The Lakeland Flying Tigers with left-hander Bryce Hubbard getting set to take the hill for Daytona. So with that, we'll take a look at the southpaw. Hubbard pitching for the second time in this series, and he pitched very well his first time out. That was in relief, the final four innings of relief to be exact, of the series opener as he earned a save. He allowed just one hit, walked three but struck out five, nailing down a 3-2 victory. Hubbard making his fifth appearance overall, his third start. 0-1 at the 4.05 ERA. Outside again, two balls and no strikes for Hubbard. Brings up Jose De La Cruz. 3.08 in 16 games with a couple of homers, six RBIs. One of those homers was yesterday, and it was the most impressive one we have seen so far this year. The pitch is a curveball in there for a strike. Drops it in at 73, 0-1. De La Cruz against Tanner Cooper jumped on a first pitch fastball and hit it 459 feet out to left field. Fastball's down and in, 1-1. It was a ball that left the bat at 115 miles an hour as well. Both 115 and 459. Those are two numbers I've not seen yet in a game involving the Tortugas this year. Changeup misses down the way. Two balls and a strike on De La Cruz. Native of the Dominican Republic, batting from the right side. Hubbard stepped off, now back on the hill. Working from the windup. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Well, Bryce with a chance to strike out the side here in the first inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The left-hander's pitch. Got him on a breaking ball. Strike three swinging. How about that start for Hubbard? Three up, three down with three Ks. We are through half an inning. Lakeland nothing. Daytona coming up. This is the Tortugas Radio Network.
There's something great about every night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Not only do the Daytona Tortugas offer great theme nights and giveaways all season long, we have daily specials too. Every Tuesday night is Silver Sluggers Night at the Jack, featuring specials for the older members of our community. Plus, we honor our local breast cancer survivors every Tuesday. Get your fill at Belly Buster Wednesdays with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. One lucky fan will also leave the winner of our Wishful Wednesday 50-50 raffle with a full wallet, too. Enjoy $1 and $2 beer and soft drink specials on Thirsty Thursdays. And on Fridays, enjoy pregame happy hour before every home game. Of course, if you show up on Saturday, you won't leave empty-handed, as every Saturday night features a giveaway. And we'll wrap up the week with Sheldon's Family Fun Day every Sunday evening with specials for the whole family. All home games start at 6:35 with Sunday games at 5:05. We look forward to seeing you at the Jack.
Right-hander Ulysses Campos is on the hill for the Lakeland Flying Tigers this evening. It's Campos. Was originally not slated to start in this series, slotted up after some pitching plans changed, and today's originally scheduled starter, Carlos Marcano, ended up working in relief in yesterday's game. So we get Campos, who has had a rough go of it, to put it lightly. Campos, 5'10", 170, 21-year-old righty from Tamayo in the Dominican Republic, is making his eighth appearance, his sixth start. He is 0-4 with a 10.88 ERA. 28 runs, all but one of them earned, and 40 hits in just 22 and a third innings. And the first pitch to Hector Rodriguez is laced into right center for a base hit. Rodriguez is digging for two. Here's the throw to second, and the tag is in time. Not the best choice by Hector. So he needs all of one pitch to extend his hitting streak to 11 games. But he is thrown out 8-4, trying to stretch it into a double. So one pitch and one out. Maybe not how he draw it up, but the end result pretty nice for Campos. Now Carlos Jorge. Campos has struck out 22, walked only 7. So those numbers not bad as Jorge takes ball one, a fastball at 94. But hitters batting 392 against him. Next pitch is up high, 95. 2-0 on Carlos, who's looking to bounce back after a very quiet night last night. He was 0-5. Off-speed pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Carlos put the ball in play all five times, but four of those were weak ground balls to the right side. 1-1. 2-1, is inside. And the count is now 3 balls and a strike on Jorge. Campos nods and comes home. And the pitch is swung on, popped up, but found out of play left side. That is going to land in the top of the GA bleachers and take one hop and go right past a fan and over the back fence. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the payoff. High ball four, and there's a free pass. So Rodriguez would have just been content with his leadoff single. He would be on second base anyways now, but he didn't, so he's not. But still an opportunity here for Daytona. One-on-one down for Sal Stewart, who drove in three runs yesterday, an RBI single in the first, a two-run double in the third. Sal coming into play today. 220 hitter with a homer and 18 driven in. First pitch, Jorge is off and not even close at second. Easily pilfers that bag. And there is a stolen base for Carlos Jorge, number 13 on the season. Well, there you go. He creates a scoring opportunity with his legs. Pitches a strike to Stewart. It is 0-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball from Campos and Confidon out in front, and the count is now 0-2. So Campos a chance to work around the leadoff walk, or the one-out walk, excuse me. The head 0-2. The pitch swung on and lifted in the air to left. Down the line, twisting towards foul territory. Long run for Johnson. Will pull up, now reach back into fair territory, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Confidon, a fly ball to left, and that does it for the first. No runs, a hit. A man left aboard. We are through an inning of play. No score. This is the Tortugas Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Tortugas fans, single game tickets for the 2023 season are on sale now. Come out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark to cheer on your hometown team and see the best of what the future of the Reds organization has to offer. Not only that, but there's plenty of fun for everyone. From great food and drink specials, loads of giveaways, and all kinds of great deals and specials all season long, there's something for everyone at a Tortugas game. Get your tickets now by calling us at 386-257-3172, visiting our box office at 110 East Orange Avenue, or checking out our website at DaytonaTortugas.com. We can't wait to see you back at the Jack.
Top of the second inning, no score. Bryce Hubbard looking to pick up where he left off in inning number one. He struck out the side. Now he'll face 4, 5, and 6. Mike Rothenberg, Abel Bastidas, and Dominic Johnson. In a scoreless ball game. A couple of switch hitters right off the bat. Rothenberg and Bastidas will both hit right-handed. Rothenberg, 234 average, 8 doubles, a triple, 4 homers, 18 driven in. Checks his swing, but holds off on a first pitch breaking ball. 1-0. Hubbard from the windup, delivers. Fastball popped up, high in the air into shallow left field. Coming on and making the play, now backing up a couple steps is Michelle Triana in left for the first out. So a quick out, a fly out ball to left. Michelle Triana's in left for the second time in 3 days after only playing there once in the first third of the season. In fact, speaking of third, yesterday marked exactly one-third of the way through the 132-game Florida State League schedule. First pitch, a dandy of a curve dropped in for a strike to Bastidas. Had a couple of hits, including an RBI triple yesterday. Drove in two runs as well. The pitch outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Lefty's pitch. Change up out in front. Bastidas is behind in the count. 1 and two. Bastidas played shortstop yesterday, slides back to second where he was his first two games of the series and his season for that matter. 1-2, chopped foul. That one off the plate and then off of around his left hip. Just able to stay alive. Hubbard very nearly gets the strikeout. Would be his fourth. Now time called before the pitch is thrown at home plate. Batter wanted to step out, think about this one. Two-two pitch, swung on and hit sharply, but right to Acosta at short. Sidearm toss, a little bit high, but Pino able to reach up, keep his foot on the ground. And Bastidas with a ground out 6-3 for the second out in the second inning. Brings up Dominic Johnson. Johnson, other righty, takes a fastball in the outside corner, strike one. Johnson was 1-for-3, drove in a couple runs last night, had a single to the left side and a sack fly to the warning track and left. Pitches down the way with a changeup, 1-1. He made a bid for his third home run of the season, came up a bit short. One ball, one strike, the pitch. A little bit inside. Tanner tried to frame it up, but to no avail. Two balls, one strike. Left-hand
today.
Bottom of the second inning in a nothing-nothing ball game. Ulysses Campos allowed a single and a walk in the first, but that single from Hector Rodriguez, he was caught trying to advance to second, stretching into a double, so that blunted the damage of that inning. So Victor Acosta will lead off. He takes a fastball high for ball one from the right-hander Campos. Acosta did not play yesterday. Switch hitter batting from the left side, 232 hitter. Six doubles, three triples, no homers, and seven driven in. And he looks at an off-speed pitch in there for a strike. The count is even. Right-hander's pitch is swung on and laced foul. That is off the roof of the visitor's clubhouse on the third base side. It's 1-2. Righty's 1-2. A little bit upstairs, 2-2. Well, Campos, again, he entered play today with an ERA just shy of 11, and mainly it's one very, very bad outing that's big part of that. I mean, he's certainly struggled this year as the pitch misses low, 3-2. But one outing in particular is the main culprit of that. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch is just off the plate. Ball four, and Acosta with a watchful eye draws the leadoff walk. Man aboard with nobody out for Logan Tanner. Now Campos, in his second start of the season against Bradenton on April 15th, he allowed 10 runs on 12 hits, all of which were earned in 1 2/3 innings. Talk about a day to forget and then some. Logan Tanner drives the first pitch in the air to right center field. That struck pretty well. Long run for De La Cruz. He will watch it hit the warning track, and it bounces over the wall. That is a ground rule double. Julio Murillo holds up a stop sign for Acosta, who has to stop at third, but the Tortugas have runners at second and third, and nobody out for Yasiel Pino. And that is good to see for Logan Tanner. He has been in a slump of late, but drives one well and drives it to the opposite field no less for his seventh double of the season. And so, second and third for Pino. Infield is halfway. So first pitch is a slider up and away for ball one. Pino's had a quiet series, just one hit so far against Lakeland. As off speed is fouled in and out of the midst of Tapia. And Salcedo just stays alive. Campos went off speed. And Andrew just barely got a piece of it. Still 2-2. Runners lead away the pitch. Swing and a miss. The back foot slider, and Salcedo swings over the top. And that is a big second out for Campos. And a golden opportunity in danger of going by the wayside. It is now up. Or not even that. It's basically a straightaway in the outfield. 1-0. Another fastball. Again, a little bit outside. 2-0. Hubbard. Seems like that has been the main spot that he has missed tonight. Just a little bit high and outside to the right-handed hitter. The 2-0. Misses away again. 3 balls and no strikes. Well, he is in danger of issuing a leadoff free pass to the number 8 hitter. Imagine Tapia will have a red light here. The pitch. Indeed, he was stepping out of the box as the pitch hits the outside corner for strike one. And not stepping. Hubbard a chance to strike out the side around the home run, that is, for this second time in 3 innings. Santana steps out, now back in with an 0-2 pitch. Swing and a pop-up, right side near the line. Now Pino into foul territory. He's got plenty of room. He'll make the catch, and the inning is over. So no strikeout there, but still out number 3. Hubbard will take that. However, Lakeland does take the lead on a solo home run with
Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Not only do the Daytona Tortugas offer great theme nights and giveaways all season long, we have daily specials too. Every Tuesday night is Silver Sluggers Night at the Jack, featuring specials for the older members of our Wishful Wednesday 50-50 raffle with a full wallet too. Enjoy $1 and $2 beer and soft drink specials on Thirsty Thursdays. And on Fridays, enjoy pregame happy hour before every home game. Of course, if you show up on Saturday, you won't leave empty-handed, as every Saturday night features a giveaway. And we'll wrap up the week with Sheldon's Family Fun Day every Sunday evening with specials for the whole family. All home games start at 6:35 with Sunday games at 5:05. We look forward to seeing you at the Jack.
Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. Lakeland on top. Ulysses Campos has dealt with a little bit of traffic, but has managed to so far throw a couple of scoreless frames. So here is Hector Rodriguez. He led off bottom of the first inning with base hit to right center, but was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. First pitch, swinging again, pops it up, foul, left side, that is out of play. That will land in the bleachers, just out of the reach of a fan reaching forward for a two-handed catch. Strike one for Hector. Came in today batting 381 in the month of May. Already that average up a little bit more. He pulls that one foul, and the count is 0-2 as Rodriguez eclipsed the 300 mark yesterday. He's at 309 right now. Pitch is down and in, no balls and two strikes. 1 ball, 2 strikes now. That was an 0-2 pitch. Being played with a slight pull all the way around. Campos is offering. Swing and a roller to second. Right at Abel Bastidas, he'll scoop it up. A little bit low throw, but Johnson has it. And there is the first out. And remember, the bottom of the second inning, a golden opportunity for Campos. Ulysses Campos, he got himself to quiet. Slow roller, Santana up with it, throws on the run, it's not in time. Carlos Jorge has an infield single. So a bit of a predicament here. Once again for Campos, not nearly as much as last inning. An infield single. Carlos is aboard for a second time with a walk and a hit. The third hit for Daytona. Carlos stole second his last time up. See if he takes off again here with Sal Stewart at the plate, who struck out swinging back in the first. Right-hander set. Throw back to first, and Jorge back in easily. That pitch still got a good swing. Back to work as he's began every inning so far with the score even there. Or in the case of not necessarily if Hubbard hits his pitch count, but just if he gets into some more trouble. Because he did not begin warming until after leadoff walk. Two balls and a strike. Left-hander set. Infield playing in the pull. The pitch swung on in line in the center field. Coming on, diving and making the catch is Rodriguez. Hector Rodriguez in a headlong dive makes that catch maybe a foot off the turf and robs Mike Rothenberg of a base hit. De La Cruz back to first. And a fine defensive play for the first out. Very much a high-risk play for Rodriguez. Again, that ball was a little bit higher, about a foot off the ground or so when he caught it. But if he whiffed on that, that ball would have had a long ways to roll. One on, one down, and Abel Bastidas takes a changeup low for ball one. And Michel Triano was hustling over to back it up, and that was hit to straightaway center. So if that gets under Rodriguez's glove and goes behind him, you're talking a run scoring in probably three bases for Rothenberg. The 1-0 is fouled off on a play right side, 1-1. And for that matter, we saw a play earlier this series. Ari Lamonte did just that. Hit a sinking line drive to center where Seth Stevenson, whiffed on it. It went right past him. Monte, though, was thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. The 1-1. Breaking ball is high, ball two. And remember, that was a play where Almonte stumbled around second and paused, and three batters could not bring home a run. First pitch to Acosta is a fastball. Lifts up his hands, but it's cool. Called a strike on the inside corner, strike one. Campos, in three innings, has allowed four hits and two walks. 0-1 is swung on and hit softly towards second. Kind of an interesting spin, but Bastidas able to charge in and smother it on a couple hops, and the throw to first is in time. A 4-3 ground out for out number one. Now here is Logan Tanner. Ripped a double to deep right center his first time up. Then one hopped over the wall, and in retrospect, that may have very well cost Daytona a run because Acosta had to stop at third. First pitch going that way again, but it's popped up, found out of play for strike one. So Logan, good to see him picking up his first hit of the series and doing so with authority. Takes a pitch off speed and low, 1-1. Now see if he can pick up a multi-hit contest. His last multi-hit game was final day of April, and here's a ground ball to deep short. Backhanded stop, a long throw. It's going to pull Tyler Johnson off the bag. Santana's throw wide of the mark. And Logan Tanner, there he go, has an infield single. So that indeed gives him his first multi-hit day since April 30th.
Rapids organization has to offer. Not only that, but there's plenty of fun for everyone. From great food and drink specials, loads of giveaways, and all kinds of great deals and specials all season long, there's something for everyone at a Tortugas game. Get your tickets now by calling us at 386-257-3172, visiting our box office at 110 East Orange Avenue, or checking out our website at DaytonaTortugas.com. We can't wait to see you back at the Jack.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with
tied up gold, 1-1. The lefty's pitch. Another awkward partial swing. That time in a fastball high, and Gold is down 1-2. And sure, if you're Heatherly after two swings like that, like, all right, I'll give you that again. Here it comes. I dare you to hit it. The 1-2. Yes, he does. And Gold swings and misses at a third straight fastball. 97 right by him for the second out. Two up and two down for the lefty. By the way, for Lakeland, Sean Gunther is the southpaw loosening, rehabbing major leaguer. Pitched a scoreless inning earlier in this series. Up to the plate is Sergio Tapia. He takes a ball away. Ray Fronson beginning to loosen for the Tortugas. He'll be the follower this afternoon. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. 1-1, and Fronson earned the win with five excellent innings on Tuesday. Looks like the sixth inning will be his. 1-1. Breaking ball misses up and away, ball two. So makes sense here, especially because Heatherly hasn't pitched this week to got two starters lined up. Go ahead and give him an inning in between. Bridge the gap. The 2-1. Fastball, a little bit high. Three balls and a strike. Heatherly very sharp to start off his outing, but now behind in the count. Here is the 3-1 pitch from the left-hander. Swing and a line drive down the right field line. It is slicing, though, and is foul. Almost home run distance down there by Tapia. Put a good swing on that. Heatherly in his last outing in Jupiter had an interesting outing. He got the first two outs, both by strikeout, but then walked two straight hitters and then finally got out of the inning. I'm trying to avoid a repeat of that here. There is a 3-2 pitch to Tapia. Late swing, but able to poke a foul ball, and a nice play by the bat boy on the first base side. Makes a barehanded snag off Karam from the fence behind him. So we'll do the 3-2 once more. Heatherly's payoff. Fouled back again, this time over the roof. So this will be pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Credit to Tapia, he's battling. Heatherly challenging him with one fastball after another. Shakes off Tanner. Now comes home, the pitch. He goes off speed, and Tapia swings over the top, strike three. Heatherly comes on and strikes out the side in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're halfway home here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It's a 1-1 ball game on the Tortuga Radio Network.
Tortugas fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next baseball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Lakeland Flying Tigers, like the Tortugas, will call on a lefty out of the bullpen. Here in the fifth inning, a 1-1 ball game as Ulysses Campos turns in an encouraging effort for him. He didn't do so flawlessly, allowed five runs and a couple of walks, but allows just one run in four innings. He also strikes out a pair, throws 54 pitches. So here is Sean Gunther. Was a Miami Marlin for a little bit last year at the big league level. Here on rehab, he's 5'11", 194, 27-year-old from Atlanta. Lefty-lefty matchup right out the gate. He'll face Michelle Triana. In fact, all three hitters in this inning scheduled are left-handed. Triana, Hector Rodriguez, Carlos Jorge. Triana takes a strike and the count is even. He flew out to center to end the second. Get you the numbers on Gunther. The pitch, good swing, but a foul back at a fastball, and Triana's behind 1-2. Gunther making his sixth appearance, third in relief. No record, a 1.50 ERA in six innings. Allowed one run on four hits. He's struck out nine, walked just one. 1-2, swing and a miss. Slider tailing away. It was not a strike, but Triana could not lay off. So Gunther begins his outing with the K. It'll see if Gunther stays off speed or tries to sneak a fastball past Carlos. The lefty's pitch. It is a fastball. It's hit on one hop out to short behind second. Santana has it. The throw to first is in time. And that's the inning. So Sean Gunther very sharp out of the pen. 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts. We're off to the sixth inning. It's a 1-1 ball game on the Tortuga Radio Network.
There are many great reasons to go out to a Tortugas game. Not only do we offer affordable family fun at every home game, but there are many great promotions on deck for the 2023 season. Are you a superhero fan? Come on out to Marvel's Defenders of the Diamonds on May 12th. Animal lover? Well, you're in luck because the Tortugas have eight, yes, eight, Bark in the Park nights available for you to bring your favorite four-legged friend to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And if you want a fun keepsake, be sure to make it to one of our many bobblehead nights. Jeep Beach bobbleheads will be given away on April 29th, followed by Sheriff Chitwood bobbleheads on May 13th as part of our First Responders Night, with Pink Shelly bobbleheads on June 17th. We will also have a Pick 5 series where you, the fans, can choose which five players will receive their own bobbleheads this season. Of course, be sure to make it out to any of our eight fireworks nights this season, including our July 4th spectacular. There are too many great things going on at the Jack for you not to be there, so get your tickets today. Call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172. Visit our website or stop by our offices at 110 East Orange Avenue to get your seats today.
R.A. Fronson is on for the sixth inning in a 1-1 ball game, and he's looking to pick up where he left off in the series opener. Fronson will begin by facing Tyler Johnson, who's responsible for the lone Lakeland run with a solo homer to left. Bryce Hubbard, it is still the only hit for Lakeland in this game through five innings. Fronson, Dutch righty, making his 10th appearance. His sixth in relief starts off his outing with a fastball swinging for strike one. Fronson for the year, 2-2 with a 5.74 ERA. Again, his 10th appearance, made four starts. Pitches fouled back, 0-2. 26 2/3 innings, 33 hits. He has walked just nine, struck out 30, including eight strikeouts, a career high over five innings. He had an interesting start. Here's the 0-2. Slider down and in. Fronson got the first out of the game, but then allowed three straight hits, which turned into two runs. But he allowed just one hit the rest of the way. 1-2. Fastball barely misses away. Wow, that was close. 2-2. But he struck out eight batters with no walks and earned the win. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a changeup. Strike three. That is 10 straight. Or not 10 straight, but 10 strikeouts for Daytona pitching on the afternoon in just 5 1/3 innings. Fronson starts off with a punch out. One down now for the top of the order in Seth Stevenson. He has struck out twice, both times against Bryce Hubbard. Pitch is swung on and chopped to third. Bare hand by Sal Stewart, and he throws a bullet to first. Don't think he necessarily needed to do that, but shows off the bare hand with a speedy runner going down the line, and it works to perfection. That got some oohs and ahs from the crowd. Two down now for Santana. The pitch, slider away for ball one. Oh, that was a nice play by Stewart. Santana has been caught out on strikes and fouled out to first. He checks his swing, and he does go around. Santana, not at all happy. He was not too happy about his called third strike he took back in the first either. The 0-1. Slider a little bit down the way. It is 2-1 on the Lakeland shortstop. The pitch. Fastball called, strike two. Bronson gets the edge, and the count is even. Chance for a 1-2-3 inning. He's one strike away from getting it. The right-hander's 2-2. Inside, and that backs off Santana. Missed the mark with the fastball, and that nearly hit him. Ends up back at the screen. So the count is full, 3-2. A payoff pitch coming. And home, and it's a slider low for ball four. Santana thought about it, but he did not go around. They did ask for an appeal, but the safe sign given at first by the base umpire, Chad Lagana. So runner at first with two down for Jose De La Cruz. Fronson issues the walk. That's the second free pass for Daytona pitching on the evening. First pitch to De La Cruz is swung on and popped up. Foul, strike one. Well, Fronson been very good. The base on balls department, he had one blip. That was a Sunday in Bradenton. He walked four batters in an inning and two thirds. That was in a starting role. Pitches on the outside corner, 0-2. Other than that, he has not walked more than one batter in any other appearance. He is, again, a strike away from a 1-2-3 inning. The 0-2 pitch called, strike three, a fastball in the outside corner. And De La Cruz, no argument there as he takes a backwards K. Bronson works around the two-out pass and throws a scoreless sixth. 1-1 through 5.5. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.
There's something great about every night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Not only do the Daytona Tortugas offer great theme nights and giveaways all season long, we have daily specials too. Every Tuesday night is Silver Sluggers Night at the Jack, featuring specials for the older members of our community. Plus, we honor our local breast cancer survivors every Tuesday. Get your fill at Belly Buster Wednesdays with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. One lucky fan will also leave the winner of our Wishful Wednesday 50-50 raffle with a full wallet, too. Enjoy $1 and $2 beer and soft drink specials on Thirsty Thursdays. And on Fridays, enjoy pregame happy hour before every home game. Of course, if you show up on Saturday, you won't leave empty-handed, as every Saturday night features a giveaway. And we'll wrap up the week with Sheldon's Family Fun Day every Sunday evening with specials for the whole family. All home games start at 6:35 with Sunday games at 5:05. We look forward to seeing you at the Jack.
Sean Gunther will stay on for the sixth inning after a 1-2-3 fifth with a couple of strikeouts. He will start off with a right-handed hitter in Sal Stewart, then face the lefty Confidon and a switch hitter Acosta. So Gunther, for just the second time in his six outings in a Lakeland uniform, will get a chance to pitch a second inning. The first pitch is a fastball in the outside corner, strike one. The 0-1 again on the outside corner, this time with a change, and Stewart is down 0-2. Salas struck out and bounced the second. Need to protect with two strikes here. The pitch barely misses away. Tried the changeup again. Sal with the watchful eye lets it go. Gunther's 1-2. Again, peppering the outside corner and barely misses with a fastball this time. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. This time a little bit more over the plate, but swung on and chopped to short. Nice big hop for Santana. High throw, but Johnson, long arms at first, able to snag it, keeping his feet on the ground for the first out. That'll bring up Yerlin Confidon. Drove in the only run for Daytona his last time up, a single through right side. He was, however, thrown out 9-3-6. Trying to advance. Now he's going to show bunt, but pulls the bat away and takes a slider away for ball one. Now, if Gunther would have shown him a first pitch fastball, Confidon would have tried to bunt it towards third. Now the 1-0 is a fastball, and it backs him off inside. Two balls, no strikes. Luke Gold was in even at the bag, but now we'll back up to full depth at third. The 2-0. Swinging and ground ball right back to Gunther. Nice snag. And an underhand toss to first. Johnson has it. Back-to-back groundouts begin the inning. Two down for Victor Acosta. Gunther trying to go six up, six down. As Victor will turn around and bat left-handed for the first time. He has walked and bounced to second. Gunther's first pitch is low with a fastball, 1-0. No pitch clock necessary for Sean Gunther, who comes home and misses a tiny bit upstairs with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. You got to credit him. He's just getting on the bump and not wasting any time. It's going right to work. The 2-0. Costa hits a roller down to third. Backhanded snag behind the bag by Gold. Long throw to first. It is in time, and the inning is over. Three ground ball outs from Daytona in the sixth inning. Gunther has gone six up, six down over two scoreless. Already off to the seventh, it is still 1-1. This is the Tortugas Radio Network.
Tortugas fans, single game tickets for the 2023 season are on sale now. Come out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark to cheer on your hometown team and see the best of what the future of the Reds organization has to offer. Not only that, but there's plenty of fun for everyone. From great food and drink specials, loads of giveaways, and all kinds of great deals and specials all season long, there's something for everyone at a Tortugas game. Get your tickets now by calling us at 386-257-3172, visiting our box office at 110 East Orange Avenue, or checking out our website at DaytonaTortugas.com. We can't wait to see you back at the Jack.
Tortugas fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They are naturally high in protein, are gluten-free, and vegan. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts at the ballpark as well as in the produce department of your favorite supermarket. Enjoy today and at your next baseball game. Hampton Farms, in the shell, gets you in the game.
Top of the seventh inning, 1-1. Ray Fronson walked a batter with two outs in the sixth, but otherwise looked very sharp, struck out a pair. Looking to keep that rolling here in the seventh inning, and well, he doesn't have much other choice as we are locked in a classic pitcher's duel, 1-1. Just one hit for Lakeland. That was the solo homer by Tyler Johnson in the third. Tortugas have five hits, though none of them have come since the fourth. Mike Rothenberg will lead off. Fly to left, a line out to center. Closest Lakeland's had to a second hit, and he swings and fouls the first pitch. That one in and out of the mitt of Tanner for strike one. Rothenberg, the runner at first and nobody out in the fourth, hit a sinking ladder to center that Hector Rodriguez on a headlong dive made a catch of. Pitch is a little bit outside, 1-1, and that was a big out. Just looked like a hit off the bat, but Hector steals it. The very next batter, Abel Bastidas, bounced into a 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. 1-1 pitch is a fastball up and in, swung on and missed, strike two. Fronson struck out a pair last inning. Ahead in the count here, 1-2. Right-hander from the first base side of the rubber comes home, and the pitch is bounced in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Lakeland has a righty loosening. That is right-hander Cam Brown, so it looks like Sean Gunther, after two perfect innings, will give way in the bottom half of the seventh. Here's a 2-2. Fastball misses away. Three balls and two strikes. Well, Fronson on the verge of losing the hitter. See if he can execute a good pitch here on 3-2. Here's the payoff. Foul back. So came back with the fastball, and Rothenberg lifted it foul over the net behind home plate. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Awaits another 3-2. Swing and a miss. He spikes his bat after swinging and missing at a changeup in the dirt. Tanner gloves it on the short hop and tags out the Lakeland DH, who strikes out for the first out. Now here is Bastidas, who has hit the two ground balls. 6-3 bouncer to short in the second, and then the aforementioned 4-6-3 twin killing to end the fourth. The pitch is swung on and popped up. Left side, Acosta and Stewart going back. Victor Acosta calling for it. He'll make the catch in fair territory out in shallow left field down the line. One pitch for the out, and Bastidas is out number two here in the seventh. Well, one more separates R.A. Fronson in the seventh inning stretch, and that is Dominic Johnson. He has walked and taken a called third strike. Took a changeup on the outside corner from Jacob Heatherly to lead off the fifth. Pitch starts to go, but slider is ruled a strike, a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 on the way. Sweeping breaking ball again on the outside corner, and Fronson is ahead 0-2. One well-executed pitch away from a 1-2-3 inning. First, Johnson's going to step out and ask for time. No balls and two strikes. The pitch, fastball, barely misses. Good spot, but ruled to be a little bit out of the zone. In which direction? Not sure. Maybe a little bit low. Here's a 1-2. Breaking ball, chop foul. Laying out, Cam Collier was already sitting on the ground wearing his glove and almost made the play. I think that's Cam down there in a hoodie, hiding in the shadows at the end of the dugout. Yep, that is Cam. Always ready. Another 1-2. Swing and a roll to short. Acosta to his left has it, bobbles it, and he's not going to have a play. That is going to be an E6 for Victor Acosta that extends the inning. Did have to go a couple steps to his left, but very much had a chance to get in front of that ball. If he picks it up cleanly and makes an accurate throw to first, Johnson's out by a couple steps, but he could not make the pickup. So the inning continues for Luke Gold, who takes the first pitch down the way for ball one. So Fronson, both of his innings, first two outs, and then a two-out base runner. This time, though, it's not on him. Throw back to first, and back in safely is Johnson, who can run a little bit. Has 8 stolen bases in 10 attempts. That's third most on the Lakeland roster. He's got a good lead over there. 1-0 to Golden. Pitch is swung on and lifted in the air to left. Triana towards the line. He ranges over and makes the catch, and the inning is over. So the error only cost R.A. Fronson a couple more pitches, nothing more than that. It's time to stretch. It's still 1-1 here on the Tortuga Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We've stood, we've sang, we've stretched, and now, well, we'll do the YMCA for a little bit and then sit back down and see Cam Brown tangle with the Tortuga 6, 7, and 8 hitters here in the seventh inning. So Brown replaces Sean Gunther, went 6 up, 6 down over two perfect innings with a pair of strikeouts. Throws a total of 26 pitches in the process. Brown is on for the second time in this series. He's a native of Pontiac, Michigan, 25 years old. Michigan man through and through. Well, not the Michigan man in the Bo Schembechler term from the University of Michigan. He's went to West Michigan University. He starts off Logan Tanner with a swinging strike, 0-1. Righty's next delivery paints the black with a fastball in the outside corner. 93 miles an hour. It's now 0-2 on Logan. Double in the second, an infield single in the fourth. That's the last hit for Daytona. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. That time Brown spins a breaking ball, and Tanner, very quick work for Brown. Three pitches and a strikeout to begin the fifth strikeout for Lakeland pitching tonight. One down for Yasel Pinos. Lined to short and popped to second. Cam Brown is making his 15th appearance out of the bullpen. He's been arguably the best arm for Lakeland. Out of the pen, that is, and fastballs away. 2-0 with a 3.12 ERA. 17 in the third innings, 23 strikeouts now, 5 walks. The 1-0. Swing and a roller to short. Scooped up by Santana to throw to first in time, and quickly two up and two down in front of Andrew Salcedo. Brown has pitched once in the series. He threw a 1-2-3 inning in that contest. That was back in Wednesday's game. He threw a perfect seventh inning. Actually, not a perfect. He did allow a hit, but nothing else beyond that. First pitch to Salcedo is down and in. It dribbles away from catcher Sergio Tapia for ball one. Salcedo will bat from the left side. He has bat from the left side all three times tonight. The pitch is a check swing and no swing at a fastball away, 2-0. Salcedo, a strikeout and a dribbler back to the mound, both against the starter, Ulysses Campos. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Big rip, but no contact at a high fastball. Strike one. Right-hander's 2-1 pitch. Swing and a fly ball hit in the air to left. That struck pretty well. Johnson going back to the warning track. He leaps up and makes the catch. before hitting the wall to end the inning. Andrew Salcedo made a bid for his first professional home run, but comes up just a little bit short. Johnson with a nice catch at the wall to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Tortugas here in the seventh inning. We head to the eighth. It is still a 1-1 ball game. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.
There's something great about every night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Not only do the Daytona Tortugas offer great theme nights and giveaways all season long, we have daily specials too. Every Tuesday night is Silver Sluggers Night at the Jack, featuring specials for the older members of our community. Plus, we honor our local breast cancer survivors every Tuesday. Get your fill at Belly Buster Wednesdays with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. One lucky fan will also leave the winner of our Wishful Wednesday 50-50 raffle with a full wallet, too. Enjoy $1 and $2 beer and soft drink specials on Thirsty Thursdays. And on Fridays, enjoy pregame happy hour before every home game. Of course, if you show up on Saturday, you won't leave empty-handed, as every Saturday night features a giveaway. And we'll wrap up the week with Sheldon's Family Fun Day every Sunday evening with specials for the whole family. All home games start at 6:35 with Sunday games at 5:05. We look forward to seeing you at the Jack.
R.A. Fronson has thrown two scoreless innings, seeking to add a third one. They're still in a 1-1 game. Here in the eighth, we have been stuck at 1-1 since the third inning. Had a lot of games in this series where, I mean, this is a little bit different, where not quite an offensive flurry, but where you get a lot of runs early and then just the offense is screeched to a halt the middle innings, and then often there's been some runs scored late. We're going to need at least one here. Sergio Tapia swinging at the first pitch. Lifts it in the air to left. Michel Triana ranging in. Now over to his left at the last moment. Makes the catch off to the glove side for the first out. So one pitch, one down here in the eighth. Good start for Fronson. Faces Tyler Johnson. Be the first hitter to face Fronson a second time. R.A. started his outing by striking out Tyler on a changeup. First pitch, there is the change, and it's low for ball one. Johnson, the only true lefty in the lineup for Lakeland, the only true lefty on the roster for Lakeland, at least on the offensive side. 1-0, swing and a foul tip in and out of Tanner's glove. Not that it matters, it's only strike one. 1-1. Only man with a hit, an RBI, and a run scored. That's Tyler Johnson. Did it all with one swing. Back into third. Swing and a dribbler. Snag barehanded by Tanner, but that's a foul ball. Hit it off the plate, then it spun foul. It was actually kind of behind Johnson where Tanner snagged it. The throwing side of Logan. Fronson's ahead 1-2. The righty's pitch. Fastball barely misses away. Tanner framed it out. Once he realized he wasn't getting the call, he gestured his glove towards Fronson, saying, nice pitch. Now the 2-2. Swing and a chopper to second. Jorge charges in, gets a nice big hop, and an easy overhand toss to first. Two up and two down. More bullpen action for Lakeland in this one. Right-hander Jordan Marks getting loose. He threw two scoreless frames. Finish off Lakeland's first of their two wins of the series on Wednesday. Now a bunt shown by Stevenson, but he bunts it foul. 45-degree angle towards the first base dugout, strike one. I don't know if he was trying to drop that one down the third base side, whatever it was. It was showing it pretty early, but just failed to get it down, simple as that. The 0-1 swinging away, hits this one in the air, shallow left center field, a long run for Rodriguez, and he makes the catch in stride, chest high. And that is a 1-2-3 inning on just eight pitches for R.A. Fronson. He's thrown three scoreless. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's a 1-1 game still on the Tortuga Radio Network.
There are many great reasons to go out to a Tortugas game. Not only do we offer affordable family fun at every home game, but there are many great promotions on deck for the 2023 season. Are you a superhero fan? Come on out to Marvel's Defenders of the Diamonds on May 12th. Animal lover? Well, you're in luck, because the Tortugas have eight, yes, eight, Bark in the Park nights available for you to bring your favorite four-legged friend to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And if you want a fun keepsake, be sure to make it to one of our many bobblehead nights. Jeep Beach bobbleheads will be given away on April 29th, followed by Sheriff Chipwood bobbleheads on May 13th as part of our First Responders Night, with Pink Shelly bobbleheads on June 17th. We will also have a Pick 5 series where you, the fans, can choose which five players will receive their own bobbleheads this season. Of course, be sure to make it out to any of our eight fireworks nights this season, including our July 4th spectacular. There are too many great things going on at the Jack for you not to be there, so get your tickets today. Call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172. Visit our website or stop by our offices at 110 East Orange Avenue to get your seats today.
Michelle Triana will lead off against Cam Brown to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. Still a 1-1 game. Daytona getting some action in the bullpen with Frazier Aranguren as Triana starts to go but lays off a breaking ball down and in for ball one. Well, I'm surprised there was no appeal to first on that, and wonder if maybe Tapia, looking down trying to block that, didn't see Triana start to go. But ball one, the pitch swinging at this one and chops it foul. First base side, strike one. So Jordan Marks is warming up, but Cam Brown stays on after throwing a 1-2-3 seventh inning on just nine pitches. Frazier Aranguren is loosening for the Tortugas. The pitch, Triana starts to go, but it's a called strike on a fastball, 1-2. So it'll be interesting to see if the situation here will dictate whether Fronson or Aranguren gets the ninth. A tie ball game. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Triana spinning around off balance as he is way out in front of a changeup for strike three. Brown second. Lakeland sixth of the game. One down as the order turns back around for Hector Rodriguez. Well, he led off the first with a single and extended his hitting streak to 11 games. Nothing since then, and he takes strike one at the knees. Rodriguez shakes his head, and he gestures towards Shea Graham. That's down. The 0-1. And goes golfing for a pitch down and yanks it foul. It hits the post, the first base dugout, and manages to ricochet all the way back to the third base on deck circle. Way out in front of that pitch. It's off speed and down. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss, but it gets away. That's going back to the screen. The favorable bounce for Tapia. The throw to first. It takes Johnson's glove off. And Rodriguez will be safe. Boy, Tapia got a very favorable bounce off the screen, so he didn't have to go nearly as far to get that. It was already on the first base side as well, which helped out. The throw was a little bit off the mark, and it took Johnson's glove off as he's trying to hold the left foot on and make a long stretch towards fair territory. Now a runner aboard with one out for Carlos Jorge. The first pitch is inside. Backs him off a bit for ball one. The official ruling is a strikeout wild pitch for Rodriguez to reach. Does that give the Tortugas the opening to take the lead? The 1-0. Swing and a foul off left side. Jorge got a fastball, but sent it skyward over the bleachers. One ball, one strike. Carlos being played to pull in the infield. The outfield chases him the other way, but they are very deep. Looks like no doubles defense, trying to keep everything in front of him. Throw back to first. Rodriguez in safely. Hector stole a couple bases in Friday's game. But he was thrown out trying to steal yesterday. Daytona's been aggressive in this series. Only one steal today. That's from this man at the plate, Carlos Jorge. The 1-1. The pitch is swung on in line. That's a base hit to right center field. Rodriguez is going to go first to third. Jorge's heading for second. And Hector is going to be waved home. Here's a throw to the plate. It is juggled and not in time. Rodriguez scores. Carlos Jorge puts the Tortugas in front with an RBI double. If the throw got to the plate in the air, it's probably an out, but it short hopped to Tapia. He could not pick it cleanly. Well, territory to knock that ball down, but Carlos Jorge swipes his second bag of the day, and the Tortugas have a runner at third with one down. The infield will come all the way in for Stewart, who has grounded out twice and struck out. He needs a ball in the air here. The pitch is swung on and lifted down the right field line, but foul. That would be deep enough, well, maybe have been deep enough to score Jorge. It was fairly shallow. It landed down in the Lakeland bullpen. One ball, one strike. Jorge leading off third. Right-hander marks from the stretch at the belt in the dirt, blocked by Tapia. This is the second outing of the series for Marks. Again, he threw two scoreless innings to finish Wednesday's game. In a non-save situation, Marks, a native of Ontario, Sarnia, Ontario to be exact, has a 2-1 count on Stewart. The pitch is swung on and fouled off right side. Fastball in, and the count is 2-2. So Stewart trying to protect and put the ball in play with two strikes. Marks delivers. Fastball is in, 3-2. This is the 15th outing for Marks. He's 2-0 with a 2.61 ERA. 20-2 thirds innings, 17 strikeouts, 10 walks. Opponents batting just 194 against him. Three balls and two strikes on Stewart with Yerlean Coffee down on deck. The pitch, ground ball, left side, backhand snag at short. The throw home, though, no chance. The throw to first is in time. Stewart is out. A run scores. That is a 6-2-3 ground out to short. Just how you draw it up. It was not hit that hard. It was a chopper, though, between Gold and Santana. Santana made a backhanded stop and throw home on the run, but the throw did not have very much on it. It would not have been in time with Jorge blazing down the line. And Stewart comes through with the RBI. Two outs of the bases clear for Yerlean Confidon, who takes ball one low. By the way, I was wrong. It is not 34 Franger Aranguren. It is 24 Luis May warming up. Blazing fastball for him. Looks like we're going to see in the ninth inning, and he'll have a save opportunity. As Confidon takes the pitch inside, 2-0. Righty comes home, and the pitch is swung on, slapped to short. Scooped up by Santana. The throw across is in time, and the inning is over. But the Tortugas take the lead. Two runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on board. To the ninth we go. The Tortugas are three outs away from winning the series, and Luis May is going to try to protect a 3-1 lead. Inning number nine next on the Tortuga Radio Network.
There's something great about every night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Not only do the Daytona Tortugas offer great theme nights and giveaways all season long, we have daily specials too. Every Tuesday night is Silver Sluggers Night at the Jack, featuring specials for the older members of our community. Plus, we honor our local breast cancer survivors every Tuesday. Get your fill at Belly Buster Wednesdays with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. One lucky fan will also leave the winner of our Wishful Wednesday 50-50 raffle with a full wallet, too. Enjoy $1 and $2 beer and soft drink specials on Thirsty Thursdays. And on Fridays, enjoy pregame happy hour before every home game. Of course, if you show up on Saturday, you won't leave empty-handed, as every Saturday night features a giveaway. And we'll wrap up the week with Sheldon's Family Fun Day every Sunday evening with specials for the whole family. All home games start at 6:35 with Sunday games at 5:05. We look forward to seeing you at the Jack.
There are many great reasons to go out to a Tortugas game. Not only do we offer affordable family fun at every home game, but there are many great promotions on deck for the 2023 season. Are you a superhero fan? Come on out to Marvel's Defenders of the Diamonds on May 12th. Animal lover? Well, you're in luck, because the Tortugas have eight, yes, eight, Bark in the Park nights available.
Luis May is on to try to nail this one down. It's his second outing of the season. And hopefully for the Tortugas' sake, it is a lot like his first one. This is May's first appearance of this series. He made his season debut back in the series in Jupiter. It was in the series finale on Sunday. 1-2-3 with two strikeouts. He eclipsed 100 miles an hour multiple occasions, and his first pitch to Christian Santana is 99 under his chin. Some chin music right out of the gate. This crowd of 1,501 ooing. No awing there, just ooing, as that nearly caused some major damage. The 1-0, much better location there as he dialed it all the way back to 98 for strike one. So Luis May, the hard-throwing Dominican, 21 years old from San Pedro de Macorís, fires one back to the screen away, 2-1. 6'2", 160 pounds in his third year as a Tortuga, was here all of last year, made 34 appearances, a lot of strikeouts, but also a little bit erratic. Here's the 2-1. Check swing on a pitch inside, and no, Santana holds up. It's 3-1. Christian Santana has walked. He's also struck out and fouled out to first. It is 3-1. Jose De La Cruz on deck. The pitch is a little bit low. Ball four. And the ninth inning begins with a walk. May, by the way, replacing Aray Fronson, who is in line for the win after three hitless innings. He walks one batter, nothing else against him. He strikes out. Excuse me, let's try this again. Strikes out three batters, there we go. So here is De La Cruz, who homered yesterday. Comes up representing the tying run, and he takes the fastball high, ball one. Now the Tortugas do have Frazier Aranguren walking around, kind of loosening up a bit, maybe just in case. May set at the belt. Long pause, the 1-0, swing and a chopper foul into the third base dugout. Strike one. Well, if May can finish this out, Fronson will be the winning pitcher for his second time in this series. He's going to contend with the runner at first. Now a 1-1 count on De La Cruz. The pitch, swing and a liner foul. 98 in on the hands of De La Cruz. Way out in front of it still. He is down 1-2. So does May stick with the heater? Does he maybe try speed up the bat a little bit more with a slider? The 1-2. It is the breaking ball and frozen as De La Cruz. He takes a called third strike. A hat trick for him, the second one looking. One down in the ninth. Here is Mike Rothenberg, who's 0-3 with a K. Well, now a ground ball in the right place can end this game. May at the belt, a small lead at first for Santana. The pitch is in the dirt, nicely snagged by Tanner for ball one. Tried the slider again, but spiked that pitch. Three to one Daytona, one on, one out, top of the ninth inning. May at the belt. And the righty's pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, down the left field line. It is slicing though, and is gonna land on top of the clubhouse. Down the line, one ball, one strike. Hayes lighting the mood with the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song here in the ninth. One on, one out, a 1-1 pitch. The offering, fastball lifted in the air to left, slicing again. This time it will be foul as well. A little bit more apprehension there is, maybe not apprehension is the right word, but not nearly as obvious off the bat that that ball was going to slice foul. There was a chance that could have dropped in, but it lands about 10 feet wide of the mark. May is ahead 1-2 now. What does he throw here? The pitch. Breaking ball. Not bad, but it's down in the way. Rothenberg able to lay off. Fans thought may have been strike three, but pitch did look to be a little bit low. Now the 2-2 from the righty. Breaking ball again, but it misses down and in this time. Three balls and two strikes. So Rothenberg not fooled on the slide piece either time. And now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. May set the pitch. Fastball swung on, rolled left side. Diving stop by Acosta to his feet to throw to first, though it's offline on a hop. With less than two runs scoring in this inning, he will earn that save. He is ahead 1-2 on Bastidas. The set and the pitch. Swing and a chopper. That's off of Bastidas' legs and ends up in front of the plate. May went with the slider. And the switch hitter was out in front, but able to get the stick on it.
You're off the air. Minor league baseball set.
I don't know what to say. Everything looks fine here.
Okay. I just say what they said. So.
One ball, two strikes. May once more home. Swung on and lifted in the air to left. Twisting towards the line. Triana has a beat on it. He makes the catch. And that is out number two. The throw goes to third. The runners retreat back to first and second. Oh, the Tortugas do not get the game-ending twin killing, but they do draw within one out. Tying run is now 90 feet away. And now Sergio Tapia comes to the plate. So the tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second, and Julio Murillo is coming out. He's going to go get Franger Aranguren. As this has certainly not gone according to plan for Murillo and the Tortugas in the slightest. So Luis May is out of the game. Oh, so close to finishing this one off. Couple bad luck on batted balls plays, but also a walk and a hit batter in there, and Aranguren will inherit a mess. But he just needs one. Pitching change, be back in a moment on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Tortugas fans, single game tickets for the 2023 season are on sale now. Come out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark to cheer on your hometown team and see the best of what the future of the Reds organization has to offer. Not only that, but there's plenty of fun for everyone. From great food and drink specials, loads of giveaways, and all kinds of great deals and specials all season long, there's something for everyone at a Tortugas game. Get your tickets now by calling us at 386-257-3172, visiting our box office at 110 East Orange Avenue, or checking out our website at DaytonaTortugas.com. We can't wait to see you back at the Jack.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app.
Right-hander Franger Aranguren is on for Daytona. Well, Aranguren must throw a strike. A one-run game with the bases loaded. The crowd getting very restless here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The right-hander ready, and the pitch home. Low for ball four, and the game is tied. And some boos ringing out as the tying run scores Peyton Graham. crossing the plate. And now Tyler Johnson, who was the only Lakeland batter to even so much record a hit through the eighth inning, first eight innings, is up with a chance to be a hero in a tie game. The pitch, swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him with the changeup, strike one. Aaron Gurin heading the count. Pitch, check, swing. Did he go? No, he doesn't. It's ball four. And Hooley, he takes ball one low. Aaron Gurin has thrown 13 pitches. Only four have been strikes. Christian Sanchez, the man who started this absolute mess, is waiting on deck. And Stevenson takes ball two. Throwback to third. Gold is safe. Stewart saying, hey, I pulled him off the bag. It's a hard tag. Gold a little bit shaken up. Remember, he just returned from the IL after being there for the last week. But he's all right. At least that's what he looks like. Manager Andrew Graham looking on it, back at him. But he puts back on the helmet. Back to work. It is 2-0 on Stevenson. The pitch, right down the middle for strike one. The applause there may be a slightly sarcastic. That pitch is in there for a strike. Two balls and a strike. Aaron Gurin to Stevenson. It's lifted in the air to center. Shallow, Rodriguez coming. Jordan Marks came in. He got the final two outs of the eighth inning. And strike two, fastball in 93. Acosta has watched two pitches go by without the bat leaving his shoulder. The 0-2, swing and a miss, one down. That'll bring up Logan Tanner. It's 2-for-3 with a double tonight. Jordan Marks making extremely quick work of Acosta. Finished off Lakeland's win on Wednesday. You know, he's trying to finish off this one. He would be the winning pitcher if he does not allow a run this inning. First pitch to Tanner. Takes a fastball for a strike. Well, Daytona is watching fastballs go by for strikes here to begin this inning. Now the 0-1. Tanner swings and pops it up. Right side. Johnson at first waiting for it to come down. It does. Two down. And Yasiel Pino is the last hope. The Tortugas now need a miracle to avoid absolutely gut-wrenching, frustrating of all losses to end this homestand. And Pino drives it in the air to right center. That struck pretty well, but not well enough. De La Cruz back in the alley makes the catch. And the Tortugas go down 1-2-3 on six pitches to end the game. And boos rain down as this one comes to an end. Just an awful, awful way to end a homestand. The Tortugas had it right there for the taking, but a horrific top of the ninth inning allows Lakeland to take a 4-3 finale. And the Tortugas will settle for what probably after this one is going to feel like a very unsatisfying series split going into a 12-game road trip. Back to wrap this one up after this.
There are many great reasons to go out to a Tortugas game. Not only do we offer affordable family fun at every home game, but there are many great promotions on deck for the 2023 season. Are you a superhero fan? Come on out to Marvel's Defenders of the Diamonds on May 12th. Animal lover? Well, you're in luck because the Tortugas have eight, yes, eight, Bark in the Park nights available for you to bring your favorite four-legged friend to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And if you want a fun keepsake, be sure to make it to one of our many bobblehead nights. Jeep Beach bobbleheads will be given away on April 29th, followed by Sheriff Chickwood bobbleheads on May 13th as part of our First Responders Night with Pink Shelly bobbleheads on June 17th. We will also have a Pick 5 series where you, the fans, can choose which 5 players will receive their own bobbleheads this season. Of course, be sure to make it out to any of our 8 fireworks nights this season, including our July 4th spectacular. There are too many great things going on at the Jack for you not to be there, so get your tickets today. Call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172. Visit our website or stop by our offices at 110 East Orange Avenue to get your seats today.
The Tortugas dropped this one 4-3 after a ninth inning implosion undoes an eighth inning rally, and the Tortugas end up with a series split as a result of it. Well, look back at how we got here. After a scoreless first two innings for that match, the second inning, the Tortugas had runners at second and third with nobody out after a leadoff walk and a Logan Tanner double, but Gus Alpino lined a short, then a strikeout and a flyout. Ended to second on a ground out, then scored on a Yerlin Confidon base hit. And that was it offensively for a while. The Tortugas got a hit in the fourth, but they did not have another runner through the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Lakeland, meanwhile, nothing in the sixth, or the fifth, excuse me, a two-out walk in the sixth, a two-out error in the seventh. Neither team got a runner into scoring position between the fourth and seventh innings. In the eighth, after Lakeland went down 1-2-3, the Tortugas got an opening in an unlikely manner. With one out, Hector Rodriguez struck out but reached on a drop third strike, and he came around when Carlos Jorge doubled the right center. The throw home beat Rodriguez, but is on a short hop and was unable to be caught cleanly. Rodriguez scored. Jorge then stole third and came home on a chopper to short from Sal Stewart. That made it 3-1 going to ninth. But that is where things unraveled. After a leadoff walk, Luis May came back to strike out Jose De La Cruz looking, but Mike Rothenberg reached on an infield single. After a fly ball to left, again, the Tortugas were in good shape. Two on, two outs, but ahead by two runs and needing just one out to win it. Then Dominic Johnson, one strike away from ending the game, able to reach on an infield single that loaded the bases. And then Luke Gold was clipped by a pitch to bring home a run. At that point, Luis May departed. Franger Aranguren came in. And then he walked Sergio Tapia on 5 pitches to bring in a run that tied the game. Then, on a 3-2 pitch, Tyler Johnson checked his swing. It was a borderline call, but on appeal, Chad Lagana said no swing. That brought in the go-ahead run, made it 4-3. Julio Murillo did not agree, and he was